President Bush's new budget proposal aims to trim the federal deficit, now estimated at more than $500 billion. But the red ink will continue into the future. Economists and many politicians say the U.S. could end up paying a steep price for this, but probably not anytime soon, as NPR's Kathleen Schock reports.
Economists agree that running giant budget deficits year after year is a bad idea. Bill Cheney is chief economist for John Hancock Financial Services.
When the federal government is trying to borrow more money, they're competing with every business that's trying to issue bonds, issue stock, borrow money from the bank for the same pool of capital. And that drives up interest rates in the long run.
Interest rates are headed up even if the deficit shrinks as a percentage of GDP, according to Alice Rivlin, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
Sustained deficits in the range of 3.5% of GDP are likely to raise long-term interest rates 1 or 2 percentage points.
And as former Treasury Secretary Robert Rubin explains, chronic deficits can hobble economic growth.
The government demand for capital crowds out private sector demand. That in turn reduces private sector investment, which reduces productivity, which reduces growth over time.
But right now, there's little sign of these chickens coming home to roost. Indeed, the economy's growing briskly, and interest rates are still hovering near their lowest level in 40 years. Lachman Acheson, managing director of the Economic Cycle Research Institute, says there's a good reason for this.
Deficits matter sometimes. Looking at deficits over time and when they have really grabbed the attention of the financial markets, it seems to be mostly during a period when inflation is already in an upswing.
And that's not the case at the moment, in part because there's still a lot of slack in the economy. Lyle Gramley is a former Federal Reserve governor, now with Schwab Soundview Capital Markets.
We still have an unemployment rate that's just a little under 6%. In manufacturing capacity, we have capacity uses at quite low levels. So the Federal Reserve doesn't have to worry about keeping short-term interest rates low, because there's no danger that we're going to get inflation in the near term.
Economist Bill Cheney says it's an unusual situation.
It's one of those rare moments when there sort of is a free lunch. There are unused resources in the economy, and if the government simply spends money that it doesn't have, there really is almost no cost. There is nothing else being squeezed out. They're just bringing capacity and people into use that wasn't being used before.
But this can't go on forever, according to Fred Bergsten, who directs the Institute for International Economics.
The real risk from the budget deficit is that it will continue to grow when the economy is back close to full employment, when we start using up all of our usable labor, when we start using all of our available industrial capacity.
Then Bergsten says the borrowing needs of the government and private investors will collide. No one knows exactly when this will happen, but Lyle Gramley believes it may take another year or more.
I would not expect the problems to really become severe until sometime probably in 2005. And that is the time at which one would have to expect that the Federal Reserve would need to begin contemplating higher interest rates to keep inflation in check. And the bigger the budget deficit, the higher interest rates will have to go.
The government could limit the damage by dealing with the deficit now. But Kevin Hassett, director of economic policy studies at the American Enterprise Institute, says until the deficit really starts inflicting pain on people, it's easy to procrastinate.
We're not on the brink of disaster. We can see a disaster with a telescope. When disaster becomes visible with binoculars, then Congress will do something about it.
Maybe, but economists warn that the longer politicians wait, the harder it will be. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.